Welcome back to the U Squared Coaching Podcast. Today we're diving into something that can honestly, truly transform your approach to success.
Okay.
Leverage.
Right.
Think of it as a secret weapon to unlock potential.
Yeah.
Not just in business, but in every single aspect of your life.
It's fascinating how many people view success as this uphill battle.
Right.
When in reality,
yeah,
there are these incredible tools out there
okay.
that can multiply your efforts.
I like that.
And you probably already use some of them without realizing it.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're going to unpack today.
Okay.
We'll be exploring four key types of leverage.
Right.
Financial operating time.
Uh-huh.
And personal.
Okay.
And I'm excited to delve into the insights from the sources you shared.
And the beauty is that each type of leverage can be tailored to your specific goals and challenges.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
We'll be drawing connections to your personal experiences.
Okay.
And the material you've provided.
Awesome.
So you can walk away with actionable strategies.
I love that.
To implement immediately.
So let's kick things off with financial leverage.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure you've heard this term thrown around.
For sure.
But what does it actually mean?
So at its core,
yeah,
financial leverage is using other people's money.
Okay.
Think loans,
mm-hmm.
credit,
okay.
investment.
Okay, I got it.
To potentially amplify your returns.
Okay.
It's like adding fuel to the fire of your financial growth.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But the source I read mentioned something about it being a double-edged sword.
Right.
It can boost your profits, but also magnify losses.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit intimidating, doesn't it?
It's true. There's inherent risk involved.
Okay.
But that's why responsible debt management is paramount.
Okay.
Think of it like this.
Right.
You want to buy a house
okay.
for $200,000,
mm-hmm.
but you only have $50,000 saved.
Okay.
You could wait years to save the full amount.
Right.
Or you could use financial leverage
okay.
in the form of a mortgage
mm-hmm.
to buy the house now.
So you're essentially using the bank's money to make the purchase.
Yes.
And potentially benefit from the appreciation of the property.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
If the property value increases by 10%,
okay.
you've made a $20,000 profit on your initial $50,000 investment.
Wow.
That's a 40% return.
Wow.
Thanks to leverage.
Okay.
However,
yeah.
if the market dips and the value drops,
uh-oh.
You could also experience amplified losses.
That makes the importance of responsible debt management crystal clear.
Yes.
You need to understand your risk tolerance and carefully assess your financial situation.
Exactly.
Before Michael. Diving in.
You mentioned feeling a bit overwhelmed by the prospect of financial leverage.
A little bit, yeah.
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 One of the sources you shared emphasized the importance of starting small.
Okay.
And seeking advice from a qualified financial advisor.
That's a really valuable point.
Mm, especially for someone who's new to this.
Right.
Don't be afraid to tap into the expertise of others.
Yeah.
And speaking of experts, if you're feeling stuck.
Yeah.
Or need personalized guidance on navigating financial leverage.
Okay.
U Squared Coaching could provide the support you need.
Great.
Check us out at u2coaching.com.
Now, while we're on the topic of optimizing resources,
okay.
let's shift gears to another powerful type of leverage.
Okay.
Operating leverage.
Okay.
This one applies specifically to businesses
okay.
and how they manage their costs and revenue.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
My understanding is that it involves fixed costs, but how does that actually play into leverage?
Imagine you own a bakery.
Okay.
Your rent oven costs and staff wages are fixed. They stayed the same,
okay.
regardless of how many loaves you sell.
Okay.
With every extra loaf sold, your profit margin increases.
Really?
Because those fixed costs are spread across a larger revenue base.
Oh.
That's the beauty of operating leverage.
So the more you sell.
Yes.
The more profit you make per unit.
Uh-huh.
Because your fixed costs become a smaller percentage of your overall revenue.
Yes.
That's pretty clever.
It is.
Yeah.
But just like financial leverage.
Oh.
There's a potential downside.
Okay.
If sales decline,
yeah.
those fixed costs remain the same.
Oh, no.
Eating into your profits more quickly.
Right.
That's why understanding and managing your fixed and variable costs is crucial.
One of the sources you shared highlighted the importance of controlling fixed costs.
Yeah.
It mentioned things like negotiating better rent terms.
Yes.
Or investing in energy efficient equipment.
Those are excellent examples.
Yeah.
Every dollar you save on fixed costs directly contributes to your profit margin.
It seems like operating leverage is all about finding ways to boost sales and manage expenses strategically.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot.
Okay.
Where your business is running efficiently.
Yeah.
And maximizing profitability.
I like that.
And remember, if you're looking for guidance on how to analyze your business.
Okay.
And leverage your operations effectively.
Yeah.
You Squared Coaching can help.
Okay.
We can work with you
yeah.
to develop a personalized plan.
That's a fantastic resource for business owners.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about a type of leverage that everyone can relate to.
Okay.
Time leverage.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making the most of our most precious resource.
This one is all about working smarter, not harder.
Okay.
It's about maximizing the effectiveness of the time we have.
Right.
Rather than trying to squeeze more hours into the day.
You know, one of the sources you shared talked about delegation and automation as key strategies for time leverage.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people struggle with delegation, though.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It can be tough to let go of control.
Right.
But delegation isn't about offloading tasks you dislike.
Oh, okay.
It's about focusing your energy on the things that truly require your unique skills and expertise.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The source actually had a great example about a business owner drowning in administrative tasks.
Oh, really?
Like emails and scheduling.
Wow.
They were so bogged down
yeah.
that they couldn't focus on growing their business.
That's a perfect scenario for delegation.
Yeah.
Hiring a virtual assistant to handle those tasks would free up their time
okay.
and mental bandwidth
right.
to focus on higher level strategy and growth.
So it's about recognizing what you're best at and delegating the rest to someone who can handle it efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can maximize your impact without burning yourself out.
Precisely. And automation plays a crucial role here too.
Oh, really?
Technology can handle repetitive tasks that used to consume valuable time.
Okay.
Think bill payments, yeah. social media scheduling,
okay.
or streamlining workflows with project management software.
This is really making me rethink how I approach my own work.
Yes.
I'm realizing that I spend a lot of time on things that could easily be automated.
Okay.
Or delegated.
It's all about awareness, right?
And being willing to implement these strategies.
Right.
Once you free up some time through delegation and automation,
yeah.
you can be more intentional about how you spend those precious hours.
And that's where prioritization comes in.
Yes.
We need to focus on the tasks that align with our goals,
mm-hmm.
the things that will truly move the needle forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Right.
And maximizing the impact of every minute.
This has been incredibly insightful.
Oh, good.
We've covered financial leverage, mm. operating leverage,
mm-hmm.
and time leverage,
mm-hmm.
all powerful tools for maximizing your resources.
Right.
But we're not done yet.
Yeah.
There's one more crucial type of leverage we need to explore,
right.
personal leverage.
Okay.
And this one might be the most impactful of all.
Wow.
Let's dive in.
Personal leverage is all about tapping into the power of your network.
Okay.
And relationships
mm-hmm.
to achieve your goals.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that you don't have to go it alone.
Right.
There's strength in collaboration and support.
So it's not just about having a massive list of contacts.
Right.
It's about building genuine connections
yes.
and understanding how those relationships can benefit both parties.
Exactly.
Okay.
One of the sources you shared used the example of a startup founder seeking investors.
Okay.
They could spend weeks cold calling potential investors.
Right.
Or yeah. they could tap into their network.
Okay.
Maybe a friend knows a venture capitalist.
Right.
Who's actively investing in startups like theirs.
Okay.
That one introduction
mm-hmm.
based on a genuine relationship
yeah.
could change the entire trajectory of their business.
That's a powerful example
yeah.
of how personal leverage can open doors
mm-hmm.
and create opportunities
yes.
that wouldn't have existed otherwise.
It's about recognizing that your network is a valuable resource.
Okay.
Not just for you,
right.
but for everyone in it.
Oh, okay.
It's about connecting the dots,
mm-hmm.
leveraging the collective knowledge.
Right. Skills.
Okay.
And resources within your circle
right.
to achieve shared goals.
You know, one of the things that resonated with me from the material you sent
yeah.
was the emphasis on reciprocity.
Oh, okay.
It's not just about taking.
Right.
It's about giving back.
Yes.
And building mutually beneficial relationships.
That's so important.
Yeah.
It's about approaching your network with a mindset of abundance.
Yeah.
Recognizing that everyone has something unique to offer.
Right.
When you focus on providing value to others,
yeah.
you naturally attract value in return.
So how can our listeners start unlocking their own personal leverage?
Okay.
Where do they even begin?
The first step is to identify your network.
Okay.
Who are the people in your circle?
Okay.
Friends, family, colleagues, mentors, even social media connections. Then think about their strengths.
Okay.
What unique skills, knowledge, or connections do they possess?
And then I guess it's about reaching out and nurturing those relationships authentically.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Genuine connection is key. Reach out.
Okay.
Share insights. Offer support.
Right.
And be genuinely interested in the other person.
Okay.
It's about building relationships based on trust and mutual respect.
I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the sources mentioned that personal leverage is a long game.
Right.
It's about cultivating relationships over time.
Yes.
And consistently demonstrating your value.
That's so true.
Okay.
It's not about instant gratification. It's about building a strong foundation of relationships.
Okay.
That can support you throughout your journey.
Okay.
And remember, it's not just about reaching out when you need something.
Right.
Stay in touch.
Okay.
Offer value.
Yeah.
And celebrate each other's successes.
This reminds me of something you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
The importance of approaching our network with a mindset of abundance when we focus on supporting others.
Yeah.
We create a ripple effect of positivity and opportunity.
Exactly. And if you're looking for guidance on how to leverage your network effectively, build stronger relationships, and create a more supportive community around you, U Squared Coaching can help.
Okay.
We offer personalized coaching programs that can make a real difference in your personal and professional life.
That's a fantastic resource.
Yeah.
Now, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
Exploring four powerful types of leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Financial operating time and personal.
Mm-hmm.
Each of these tools offers incredible potential for maximizing your resources and achieving your goals.
It's been amazing to see how these concepts are already playing a role in your life.
Oh, really?
Based on the sources you shared.
Oh, wow.
We've seen how you're instinctively using some of these leverage techniques.
That's awesome.
And now you have a framework for being even more intentional and strategic.
You know, one of the key takeaways for me is that leverage isn't about doing more.
Right.
It's about making what you do matter more.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about amplifying your impact.
Okay.
And creating a life that feels truly fulfilling.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into leverage,
okay,
what's the one thing you want our listeners to walk away with today?
I would say don't be afraid to experiment.
Okay.
Try different leverage techniques. See what works for you.
Right.
And adapt as you go.
Okay.
The beauty of leverage is that it's a dynamic process.
Okay.
Constantly evolving as you grow and learn.
And remember, you don't have to do it all alone.
Right.
If you're looking for guidance, support, and accountability on your leverage journey.
Okay.
U Squared Coaching is here to help.
Absolutely.
Visit u2coaching.com to learn more about our personalized coaching programs.
This has been an incredibly insightful conversation. I feel inspired and empowered to start implementing these leverage strategies in my own life.
Me too.
It's been a pleasure exploring these concepts with you.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the power of leverage. We hope you found it valuable.
Yeah.
And are excited to start leveraging your own resources for greater success and fulfillment.
And remember, if you're looking for personalized support, visit u2coaching.com.
Great.
We're here to help you every step of the way. Thank you for listening to the U Squared Coaching Podcast. It's amazing how even just understanding these different types of leverage can shift your perspective. Like, I'm already starting to see areas in my own life where I can apply these principles.
That's what's so exciting about leverage.
Yeah.
It's not just theoretical.
Right.
It's a set of practical tools you can use to make tangible progress toward your goals.
And it's not about trying to master all four types at once.
It's about identifying which type resonates most with you right now, where you can see the most immediate need and opportunity.
Exactly. Right. And maybe you're launching a business and need to explore financial leverage options. Or perhaps you're feeling overwhelmed by your workload and realize that time leverage is crucial.
One of the things that struck me is that leverage isn't a one-time fix.
Right.
It's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
A way of thinking and approaching challenges that can evolve as you grow and your circumstances change.
It's like having a toolkit
Okay.
filled with powerful instruments.
Yes.
You don't use every tool for every project.
Right.
You choose the ones that are best suited for the task at hand.
Okay.
And as you gain experience and encounter new challenges,
yeah.
you expand your toolkit
okay.
and refine your skills.
So it's about staying curious, being adaptable,
yeah.
and always looking for ways to leverage your resources more effectively. It's almost like a mindset shift,
right?
Moving from a scarcity mentality to an abundance mentality.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that you have more resources at your disposal than you might realize.
Okay.
And it's about understanding that success isn't a solo endeavor.
Mm.
It's about collaboration,
yeah.
support,
right.
and leveraging the collective wisdom and strength of your network.
Thinking back to the material you shared,
yeah.
one of the sources mentioned something that really resonated with me.
Okay.
Leverage isn't about doing more. It's about making what you do matter more.
That's such a powerful statement.
Yeah.
It's about working smarter, not harder. It's about being intentional with your time, energy,
right.
and resources. And it's about recognizing that even small actions can have a ripple effect when leveraged effectively.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay.
I want to encourage our listeners to take a moment and reflect on what we've discussed today. Think about the areas in your life where you could benefit from leveraging your resources more effectively.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your finances,
yeah.
your business,
right.
your time,
mm-hmm.
or your relationships.
And don't be afraid to reach out for support.
Okay.
If you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed,
mm-hmm.
or simply want guidance on how to leverage your resources
yeah.
for greater success and fulfillment.
Okay.
U Squared Coaching is here to help.
Yes.
Visit u2coaching.com mm-hmm. to learn more about our personalized coaching programs.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of leverage.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you feel inspired and empowered to take action.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the U Squared Coaching Podcast.